Across the state, and in an area even smaller and less frequented than Casper, Goshen County welcomed more than 100,000 visitors for the eclipse. They came to set up tents and campers in anticipation and take part in local festivities. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim got a feel for the excitement leading up to the solar event.
Cooper climbing the back.
Okay. Cooper's getting the back. Okay. Hop in. You're first one.
A small plane takes Goshen County Commissioner Wally Walski over the area to see how much traffic is starting to pile up and how busy campsites are.
Normally there wouldn't be anybody out there camping, but there was little pockets here and there. This is brand new for Goshen County. Most of the time people drive through here to go someplace, and right now this is a destination for a lot of people for tomorrow.
It's 8 p.m. now and getting dark. Just down the road in Torrington, a two-day street festival is wrapping up.
I mean, we've got the bouncy houses over there. Well, I guess they're down now. And we have a barbecue grill over there. We have the ice cream truck, which is local.
It's 9:30 and pitch blackout at the Fort Laramie B&B. People are walking with their headlamps to a small field of multicolored tents, likely getting a good night's sleep before the eclipse. Others are looking through a telescope to take advantage of the clear sky.
Lauren Spencer. I'm actually a student at the University of Montana. I'm studying computational physics there, and I'm here with a group from Montana Space Grant Consortium doing some research for the eclipse. So we can see the Milky Way coming up bright above us. This is called the Ring Nebula. Let me focus in just a little bit, and I'm going to have somebody go ahead and step up here and take a look at it.
The next morning, Kathy Tollefson is finishing serving up breakfast. She's the owner of the B&B.
Ordinarily, we have a very quiet little B&B with not too much activity, but you drive in today and there's tents and RVs and campers everywhere. This is an event of a lifetime, and you can feel the energy in the air. You know, it's just like everybody's about 5 feet off the ground just waiting for this event.
44 students and staff are running around the B&B. They're with the Montana Space Grant Consortium, a NASA-funded program. They're helping fill 24 balloons to measure temperature, pressure, and humidity under the shadow of the moon. Here's Doug Brueger, a mentor for the program.
In order to really understand the effect of the eclipse, we've been launching those radio sondes from three different sites on a transect that's across the path of totality, regularly every 6 hours for the past couple of days.
It's nearly 10:19 now, just 3 minutes before the partial eclipse begins. A family is putting on their eclipse glasses as the moon just touches the edge of the sun. Your son Grady explains.
There's a little bite out of it.
It's just starting.
Nearby, physics student Lauren Spencer says that when totality strikes, Orion's belt will be visible.
I'm thinking that Venus and Mercury may be visible when we get to totality. I've never seen totality. So
pretty excited.
It's now 11:20, only 26 minutes from totality. A group of about 10 students and staff, along with other random visitors, are standing around waiting. Some onlookers say the air is already starting to look different, almost purple.
It's getting cooler. I start to feel goosebumps coming up.
Yeah, the temperature and the light changing is just like nothing I've ever seen before.
It's almost like I don't have my eyes all the way open or all the way focused. Or
this is so cool!
Look how dark the sky is.
It's like different every second.
It's like sunset.
Oh,
what?
My.
Oh, like in a matter of seconds.
There it goes.
Total.
Look at it! Look at the sun without your glasses!
Oh my god!
Look at the sky!
That's insane.
Wow.
Go back! Go
I see
back!
Why people, I see why people chase eclipses now. Yeah, that's crazy.
You look dumbstruck.
I am.
Awesome. Awesome.
That's Amy McDonald. She's wiping tears from her eyes. Lauren Spencer is also wiping away tears.
I can't talk. They say different things will cause different people to become emotional. just the aspect that humans knew that was coming. The human mind is doing so much. You know, we're coming to understand the universe around us in ways we could never have imagined.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.